Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And today we're going to be looking at our writing. Mm-hmm. Now, before we start, I would like to ask you, what are some things that give you stress?
Okay, for me, there's a lot of things that give me stress. For example, like work.
Yeah.
And I'm not in shape. and getting older.
So many things. I think the older we get, the more... There's more things that we stress about. Like, there's more things that we worry about, especially now that, you know, we're older. We have to go out and work, and we're out in the working, and actually, we're out in reality, we can say.
Yeah, it's like Spider-Man. Like, great power comes with greater responsibility.
Yeah, that's right. So, we see that a lot of things give us stress. So, for different people, it's different things. For some people, it's work. For some people, it's a relationship. Mm-hmm. Or for others, it's maybe, you know, a body image or school or grade. So there's a lot of things like family stuff. So we're going to talk about some ways to relieve stress. And that is what our writing is about today. So let's take a look. So for this writing article, we will take a look at a graph. And when we look at a graph, we first need to look at the title. And then we have to look at what the information is or what information is given to us. So let's first take a look at our instructions.
Okay, 马上来看一下这个文章的题数了。我们首先呢，马上先看到这个图表了。等一下呢，我们就是要来解释这个图表了。提示呢，就是说本页的图表呢，为根据台湾1000名高中学生所做的问卷调查结果，此问卷的问题为 What's your favorite way to relieve stress? 你最喜欢的这个纾压的方法是什么呢？我们仔细呢观察这个图片之后呢，写出一篇120字以上且符合图表内容的文章。文章呢，我们要分两段，第一段描述图表所传达讯息和资料，第二段呢要说明自己纾解压力的方法及其原因。
All right, so if we take a look at the graph, we can see at the bottom it says, the graph comes from a questionnaire, so questionnaire is like a survey, asking 1,000 Taiwanese senior high school students. The questionnaire asked, what's your favorite way to relieve stress? So this information is very important because in the first paragraph, we know that we have to explain or we kind of have to analyze the graph. Now, what do we need to do? We need to write 120 words about the graph, and there needs to be two paragraphs. So like I said, the first one needs to describe the graph that we're looking at. And the second paragraph, we need to write about how we or how you guys deal with stress and how you relieve stress.
OK, 那马上呢先回到这张图表。这张图表我们已经知道是调查了1000个高中学生，他们怎么样呢？纾压的方法，他们喜欢的纾压方法了。那呢我们刚刚已经规定好了，刚刚 Tiffany 提醒大家哦，这个文章呢必须要分两段。注意到呢这边规定了，所以呢我们不能够写三段、写四段或者只写一段都是不行的哦。那第一段呢就是呢要解释这张图表它提供了什么讯息。第二个段落呢则是要讲你自己哦，这个部分呢就可以天马行空了，讲说呢你自己都用什么方法来纾解压力呢？
Mm-hmm. All right. So remember, when we are writing things, we start with brainstorming, then we write our outline, and then we can write our topic, or we can write our paragraph. So let's start brainstorming. Sam, what do you do? I know you're really stressed about work a lot, and what do you do to relieve that stress?
I eat a lot.
And then you get stressed because you eat.
Yes, I get, feel very guilty after I eat.
But then it depends on what kind of food that you eat. Do you eat? Like desserts, or do you eat sweets or chocolate? Or
I eat lots of snacks, especially during work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but there could be healthy snacks.
Yeah, but healthy means they don't taste very...
Okay, I know. So you go for the things like Doritos and chips and more of like maybe the junk food. So that's why you feel guilty and you feel a little bit stressed.
Yeah, but still, I love eating those, so...
Sometimes it's very hard to say no to it. It just tastes good. Yeah. And it also makes you feel, okay, it helps you kind of calm down a little bit. Well, for me, I would say I do a lot of things. I probably listen to music or I try to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. I go shopping.
That's for everyone.
Yeah, I shop a lot. I don't really eat a lot because I don't really like snacking, actually.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Good for you.
good and bad sometimes. Like when I want to eat, I can eat a lot. But then some, usually I just don't eat a lot of snacks, so
okay.
I'm kind of okay with that. We can say relieve stress, so you can also say wind down. So I wind down by maybe watching movies, or I wind down by listening to music. So when you wind down, it means just to relax. So next time if you guys are really stressed, you can say, oh, I want to wind down by doing something.
Okay, yeah. Wind down by just laying down.
Yeah, or I like to wind down by taking a bubble bath.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's actually very good because you don't have to think about everything.
Yeah, you could just lie in the tub, yeah, in the warm water, listen to music. Mm. Actually, a bubble bath sounds really good right now. So, yeah, winding down is just another way to say relax or to kind of, you know, 放松,
yes.
You can say.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So do you think that people in Taiwan are too stressed? Because I know, especially students,
yes.
Oh, they have to take so many exams, there's tests every single week.
Yeah.
Do you think employees are overworked? What do you think people here in Taiwan are overstressed?
Yeah, I think especially for students, because as I remember when I was a student, I literally didn't have any time for myself.
Yeah.
Because you have to go to school from, I think it's from 7 to 5 maybe.
Yeah.
And then you have dinner, then you go to tutor for the tests. So you don't have any time. And when you got back home, it's 10 or 11
wow.
in the evening. So you have to take a shower and go to bed. So you literally don't have any time to do anything you like.
Yeah.
So it's very stressed. But I think it's a good thing that Taiwanese people, we actually talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially like you talk to your colleagues, you talk to your family, you talk to your friends.
Right.
Because I think, as I know, like in Japan, like Japanese people, they don't want to talk
burden
about
others.
Yes, yes, exactly. Mm. So yeah, it's easy for them to. I think it's easy for them to have like.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They have too many kind of things hiding inside.
Yeah, yes.
But yeah, I do feel like being a student in Taiwan is really stressful.
Yes.
Because even, you know, hearing you say that, and even seeing my own students, they go to school so early in the morning and they leave so late in the afternoon, and then after that they immediately have to go to, you know, cram schools, they have to tutor and they have homework, and I feel all of their time is spent around studying and studying and studying.
Yes,
it's very stressful.
Yeah.
Even hearing about it makes me really stressed.
Yeah. Only if you are into study, like
yeah.
if you really like study, so.
Then in a way you kind of are forced to do it, because
yes.
if you don't do it, you don't pass, and you need to pass, right?
Yeah, so. And you have to go to like a good university or something.
Exactly. So. I think in Asia it's like that. I definitely think work is also stressful as well, because
yes.
you know, your boss wants you to, you know, use your time well, and they want you to stay more or do more, and you don't get a lot of money. It's very stressful. So
yeah,
yeah, I definitely think most people in Taiwan are quite stressed, especially students.
Yes, especially students.
Especially as a student, it's very stressed. It's very different from how I went to school. I got off at school at 3:30. So, you know, we were quite lucky. We got off at school at 3:30, and we had more time to, you know, relax and to enjoy to sleep earlier. So I can understand. So what do you think we should do to solve the problem? Like, for me, I think work-life balance is very important.
Yes,
do you think that we should implement this more?
Yeah. I'm not sure how to do better for students, because they literally have to do so much study. But if you're an employee,
you know, working out, you're already working already.
Yeah, if you don't work too many like extra hours, you actually have time to do things you like. Like I said, like you can listen to music or snack,
go out with your friends and stuff
or
like that.
Just lay down in your bed. Or
for me, I know this is quite bad, but this is how I feel, because I really care a lot about work-life balance.
Yes.
And maybe because of the way I grew up, my culture or something. But for me, I feel like if it's out of your work time, you should decline it, unless it's something that, you know, you have to do. And if you don't do it, it's going to, you know,
mess up your job
or something. I think if you can, just say no and leave. Because I think this is kind of what happens. Like people say okay, and then in the end it becomes too normal.
Yeah.
But sometimes you should try to find a way to say no.
Yeah. And especially these days, it's like really easy for your boss to reach you.
Yeah.
They can call you, they can
online,
line you.
On WhatsApp,
on everything.
Yeah. It's scary. So yeah, okay, I think, you know, we've developed quite a few ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can start on our outline. So okay, so let's go back and think about what we need to do. Remember, the first paragraph, we need to talk about the graph.
OK, 我们刚刚呢讨论了很多纾压的方法跟这个台湾人是不是很多压力哦，但是呢别忘了我们刚刚说的规定了，我们在写第一段的时候呢一定是要解释图表，第二段呢才来讲你的纾压方法。
Okay, so let's make our outline. And what I think we can write for our first topic sentence is, since we have to talk about the graph, we can say a survey, or you can use a questionnaire, shows how 1,000 Taiwanese students relieve stress. So we go right to the point, we talk about what this graph is about.
Okay, 所以第一段呢我们毫无悬念哦，就是一定要来讲这个图表了。所以呢我们刚刚讲说 a survey shows how 1,000 Taiwanese students relieve stress. 一个这个调查呢显示出来这个一千个台湾学生呢他们如何纾解压力。那这边的 shows 呢显示出来，你也可以呢用 indicate 指出，或者是你也可以用 suggest， 都是可以使用的动词。
So usually what I like to do when I'm presented with a lot of numbers or a lot of information is I like to organize it.
Yes, so that's very important.
Yeah, we can organize it. So maybe we can organize it according to what people do the most and then what they do the least. So that way your information is more clear. So for example, what we can do is since we already have our topic sentence, we say that, the survey shows 1,000 Taiwanese students relieve stress, we can now use the numbers as our details. So for example, the first one we can say, I see in the chart that, 29% of people enjoy playing games. So this can mean like video games, or I think mostly video games or cell phone games.
Yeah. Like mobile games is very easy for high school students.
Very convenient. Yeah, I see everyone on the MRT now playing these games. I don't know what it is, but I always see people walking and playing games at the same time, and I just want to say, wait, can you walk first? Can you walk first and concentrate? But okay, so we see that about 29% of the people enjoy playing games. Are you one of those people?
Yeah. For sure.
I know you play games. You play video games. Next, we have 20%. So 20% of the people like to exercise. Very healthy, actually. Yeah. Super healthy. Actually, that's a very healthy way to relieve stress.
Yes, because
when you exercise, you release something inside of your body called endorphins.
Okay.
Which is a hormone inside of your body. And this hormone, endorphin, actually makes you happy.
Okay.
So even though you're stressed and you're not happy with your work or something, if you exercise, you kind of feel, I feel good about myself. I feel good. And you release this chemical in your body. So very healthy. That's good to see that most people exercise. We see an 18% of the people eat.
That's very Taiwanese.
That's also, you can't blame them. There's a lot of good food in Taiwan.
Yeah.
So many good snacks. So, yeah, when I was in high school, I didn't care too much about my weight because you're younger, your metabolism is faster. But I didn't really care too much about my weight. So every time after school, I remember I would eat the fried chicken. It's so good. And the boba milk tea.
That's nice.
I can't eat that now. If I eat that now, I have to run like 2 miles or something. So we see that about 20% of the people exercise, 18% eat. Okay, the next number is, I see 12%. So 12% relieves stress by talking to someone. Yeah, I think that's also a very healthy way as well. Like, don't hold things inside.
Yeah.
Don't, bottle all of your feelings inside, because one day it will explode.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like what you were talking about with the Japanese
culture. You know what's better? It's actually better to talk to someone and eat.
That's actually great. I do that too. When you can go out to eat and talk, and if you're old enough to drink, maybe you can have a few drinks.
That's a
really good way to relax. Definitely talking to people helps as well, because you don't want to bottle your feelings up. That's very dangerous, because one day you might explode and it's
going to
be, it's very dangerous. It's super dangerous. Okay, and then the next one we see, maybe we'll skip the 8% first because it says others. We'll talk about that later. We can say 7% go shopping, and then 6% prefer to read.
Okay, that's good.
I definitely am the shopping percentile.
Yes.
I try to read, so I think it kind of goes according to me a little bit. I try to read. So yeah, some people think reading is a good way to relax. And it can be sometimes if you find a very quiet place or, you know, you're in a very comfy environment.
Yes, yes.
It's a very, very nice way to relax. Now, we'll go back to the 8% because I know we tried to arrange it according to what they do the most. But because 8% is maybybe it says other, so people maybe relieve stress in other ways. So maybe we can talk about the more specific ones. And then the last detail is that we could say, oh, 8% relieve stress in other ways.
OK, 所以呢在写第一段的时候呢我们马上就要来解读这个图表了。那就是图表之所以存在就是因为要非常清楚的呈现出来这些资讯了，哪一些多哪一些少。那呢比方说像 Tiffany 他的办法呢，他是会把这个图表呢从最多的到最少的把它整理出来，这样在写文章的时候就可以非常清楚的解释出来说，诶，最多人喜欢做什么事情，最少人喜欢做什么事情。那当然你也可以用其他的方式来这个整理这个表格，比方说呢有一半的人喜欢做什么，另外一半的人比较喜欢做什么，或者你可以分成比方说是静态活动呢还是动态的活动呢还是怎么样，这些呢都是可以使用的。不过呢在这边呢我们就是用高低这些呢喜欢做这些事情，他们喜欢多的人多喜欢的人少，这个方式呢来把它做一个排序来分类。那呢其实大家可以看到，其实最少的不是这个其他这个选项，最少的其实是读书、阅读跟这个 shopping， 就是呢买东西，这两个呢是比较少的。但是呢因为我们这个虽然是按多少来分类哦，但是呢这个其他呢就有点比较不是这么的精准，比较空泛一点，不知道他是讲其他是什么样的其他。所以呢我们可以先讲哦，最后呢是阅读，那其他呢还有 8% 的人呢喜欢做其他的事情，在这个图表里面我们就看不出来其他事情是什么事情了。
Alright, so great. We have our first paragraph down. Let's start on the second paragraph. And so that means we will need to think about a new topic sentence. Now, this will be different for everyone, but we do have an example that we can follow.
OK, 所以呢第二段开始呢就要来讲讲哦，你是自己是怎么舒压的。这段呢刚刚讲过，你可以天马行空写任何舒压的方式都可以。那这边呢我们又准备了一些例子，我们等一下呢会一起带大家来看。但是呢在开始看例子之前，我们要提醒大家注意到呢，假如说你是在考试里面遇到这样子的题目，那千万呢不要纠结你不会写的字哦，我们呢就尽量挑你会的来写。比方说呢，假如说我舒压的方法怎么样很难写，比方说我喜欢捏陶土做陶艺，或者是呢我喜欢这个撑杆跳之类的，就是诶我惨了，我不知道这个英文怎么写，你不用花很多时间去想说诶这个英文怎么讲，要怎么解释这件事情。千万不要哦，你写你会的，比方说呢很简单的do exercise 做运动来舒压，或者是说像我是这个 eat junk food 喜欢吃这个垃圾食物来舒压，写一些你会的，千万不要纠结那些你不会的，因为考试之中时间很宝贵，而且你可能花很多时间来解释，结果考官根本看不懂你在写什么，这样就糟糕了。所以切记在考试的时候我们尽量挑会写的来写，不要纠结你不会写但是你写喜欢的，好吧？
That's true. That's actually a really good point. I'm glad that you pointed it out for the students because, again, just pick something that's easy for you to write. All right. So let's take a look at our second topic sentence. So remember, this part is going to be different from everyone. For Sam, he likes to play games.
Yes, he
likes to eat junk food. For me, I like to shop. and I like to listen to music. So things like that can be very creative. And you can think about your own ideas.But we have an example. So our example is, for our second topic sentence is, as for myself, I would rather read to relieve stress. Okay, so this person is a very, is very reserved and very quiet.
Okay.
So you can say, or, as for me, I wind down by reading or I wind down by watching a movie. So you can use different ways to describe the sentence.
OK, 所以呢在第二段呢我们这边一开始就讲说呢，我们这个因人而异哦，你可能喜欢看电影，你喜欢运动，你喜欢吃零食都可以哦。在这边我们举的例子呢，他怎么样呢，他喜欢呢这个用阅读来舒压。那这边我们这个句子看到他开头说 as for myself, OK, 至于我自己哦，至于这个片语呢我们在这边就用 as for 呢，它就可以表示就什么而言，或者我们刚刚说的至于怎样怎样。OK, as for myself, 至于我，就我而言，那呢你也可以讲说 personally speaking, 就我个人而言。 OK, 我们可以代换一下，我们举例来讲。Personally speaking, I prefer reading as a way to relieve stress. 就我自己来说 personally speaking, as for myself, 这些都是可以使用的。
All right, so next we need to write down the details to support our topic sentence. So why does reading relieve stress for you, or why does reading relieve stress for this person?
Okay.所以呢一样呢我们这个段落呢决定好我们的主题句是什么决定好你要讲的主题是什么之后呢我们就要抓着这个点呢环绕着它来扩充这个想法你要想很多事情来支撑这个点来完成这个段落。
So, for example, the first detail can be when I read, I become absorbed in the story. So, you become a part of the story. You really enjoy reading about the story. You become a part of the world.
OK, 所以第一个句子我们讲说当我阅读的时候呢我变得怎么样呢 I become absorbed 就是吸收了所以你被吸进这个故事里面表示呢你非常非常的投入所以在第一点呢我们就讲说诶读书带给你什么样的感觉我们还是继续持续在就着阅读这件事情来扩充阅读带给你什么样的感觉这个是我们的第一点、
Or the second one is I forgot about the stress I'm experiencing in my life So it's kind of related to the first one When you read, you kind of just forget about your problem
Okay, yeah, but for me, after reading, when I remember my stress, it will become like even worse.
Just only for that time you forget about it a bit. Or you know, sometimes when I read, I actually accidentally start to think again.
Yeah?
I get distracted from my own reading, so I just, oh, okay, never mind. Maybe I'll watch a movie. And that's a little bit better for me.
Yeah.
All right, so we can look at the third point. It says, I become so engaged in the characters' lives that I escape from my own. And so some people are like that. Some people, when they read stories, they think that they are the character, they wish that they were the character, and then they kind of forget that, oh, I have my own problems.
Okay. 所以呢刚刚在就是第一点呢我们讲说他非常投入这个书本之中了。那就是这件事情我们继续讲这件事情带给他什么样的事情啊让他脱离他的现实生活了帮助呢他忘记了他生活中的这个压力来源然后呢他会幻想自己说诶自己是那个主角在进行完全不同的世界进行不同的事情帮助他呢来疏解这个现实生活中的压力。
Don't forget to come back to reality, though.
Yes.
And lastly, for example, this person says, by the time I finish the book, so they finish reading the book or maybe finish reading a part, they say, I'm relaxed and ready to face reality. So for some people, this is a way for them to relax, a way for them to wind down.
Yeah,
so.
That's very positive because, yeah, when I got back, I was just like,
I can.
I have to read another book.
All right. So we see here that we have our reasons now. Now we have to wrap up our writing. So remember when we're writing, we have to include something called a conclusion. So we have to kind of wrap everything up. We have to kind of summarize everything. Now, this person, they say, for example, for this person, our conclusion can be reading is the best way to prepare myself for stressful situations. Or reading is the best way for me to relax and to wind down so I can forget about my stress.
Okay, 所以呢别忘了我们呢在这个讲完我们这个多喜欢阅读你做阅读这件事情多么帮助你舒压这些呢理由这些发生在你身上的状况都讲完之后呢最后我们一定要回到这个结尾我们一定要写一个结论句也就是我们 conclusion. 那呢在这边呢我们的范例他就说呢 Reading is the best way to prepare myself for stressful situations. 阅读呢是这个最棒的方法怎么样呢 Is the best way. Is the 什么样的 way. OK, 我们可以呢在前面加上一个形容词 way 就表示方法 is 什么样的 way to 做什么事情表示呢是什么样的方法来怎么样那后面呢就说 prepare myself 就是呢为我自己做准备 prepare for 什么事情呢 stressful situations stressful 这个字呢就是我们刚刚一讲的 stress 就是压力的名词 stressful 呢表示形容词很有压力的 situations 帮助我准备我自己呢调整好状态来面对这个现实生活这个很有压力的状况
So, everyone's different. Remember, if you pick shopping and going out with friends like me, maybe my conclusion could be, oh, talking to other people is one of the best ways to relax. So, everyone's conclusion is going to be a little bit different.
所以这句要学起来，我们刚刚讲说，is one of the best ways to relax. 这句话呢，就是讲说，这个是一个其中最好的方法来舒压的其中之一。所以呢，前面呢，不管你写的是什么，比方说你是 reading, 你是 shopping, 你是 listen to music, or eating, playing video games, 什么事情呢，你都可以代换成这个主词。那你接回去只要写这样子就可以。所以这是一个非常非常好的用法。
Learn it. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Writing sample 1. A survey of 1,000 Taiwanese senior high school students reveals how these students prefer to relieve stress. At 29%, the majority of students enjoy playing games. A further 20% and 18% relieve stress by exercising and eating respectively. At the lower end of the chart, 12% of students relieve stress by talking to someone, while 7% prefer to shop and 6% prefer to read. Other unidentified reasons make up the remaining 8% of students. As for myself, I belong to the small portion of students who would rather read to relieve stress. When I read a good book, I become completely absorbed in the story. As a result, I forget about the stress I'm experiencing in my own life. I become so engaged in the characters' lives that I escape from my own for a while. By the time I put the book down, I'm relaxed and ready to face reality again. For me, reading is the best way to prepare myself to tackle whatever stressful situations that lie ahead. Writing sample 2. In a survey, 1,000 Taiwanese senior high school students were asked, "What's your favorite way to relieve stress?" This graph shows the results, and it's clear that playing games is the most popular method. 29% of the students gave this answer. Exercising and eating were also popular, earning 20% and 18% of the responses respectively. Talking to someone, shopping, and reading were also given as possible ways to relieve stress, while 8% of students replied with other answers not included in the chart. I have to say that I agree with the majority. After a long day at school, it's good to get home and forget about the day by playing computer games. Watching TV can serve the same purpose, as it gives me something else to think about and lets my brain relax for a bit. I also like to go for walks outside while listening to music. This always improves my mood. I'm surprised a few students said they deal with stress by listening to music because singing along to my favorite songs always puts a smile on my face. Okay, so yeah, we learned that there's a lot of ways to relieve stress, but remember to find healthy ways to relieve stress.
Yes, eating junk food is not a good way to.
But if you exercise or if you change your snacks to, you know, fruits and healthy stuff, then that's fine, right?
Exactly.
So we can be very positive and find positive ways to relieve stress.
It's hard, but we should try.
Yes. Try to be positive and try to relieve your stress in healthy ways. Talk to someone.
Yes.
Do something that makes you feel relaxed and don't, you know, do anything negative or think negative thoughts because I think that just makes things worse.
Yes.
All right. So that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.